Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is daf Mem Dalud. So you segued very nicely. You brought David Shvayich. What sin was that? Kuf Mem Aleph? What was it?
No. Which one? Yeridei is Kuf Mem Vav.
The Magen Avraham is Kuf Mem Vav.
The Magen Avraham is Arachayim Simin Tov Kuf Pei Vav.
So just, I wanted to mention that this Beis Yosef also answers another whole question, because they ask, the Rishonim, Ramban, you can't be Zeich and Yisurei Ano. The question is if you could own Yisurei Ano or not, but according to the opinions that say that you can't have ownership or acquire Yisurei Ano, how's it work that Yisrael Zeichen? Yisurei Ano, it's Avodah Zarah. How does Yisrael acquire Avodah Zarah? Yisurei Ano. And therefore, if it's not acquired by the Yisrael, so why is there a problem of it being an Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, which can't become Bottle? So the Teretz is, like the Beis Yosef, you're not really acquiring it. You can't own, have a monetary ownership in Avodah Zarah, 100%. But it's still Nikra Shmoyeva. By me being Matbiya, it's still Nikra Shmoyeva. So that'll answer that whole phrase as well, the whole conversation back and forth, how you could be Zeich and Yisurei Ano. Rajla, the others that, bring that issue up. But according to the Beis Yosef, the question doesn't start. Well, Mazik, again, it doesn't have any value, really, so it's not really... Well, you can't be Mekadosh with Yisurei Ano. You can't be Mekadosh with Yisurei Ano.
What if it's Mazik something else?
Yeah. Yeah, once again, if you could own Yisurei Ano, then it would be Chai. But if you can't own Yisurei Ano...
It's
going to
be public. You can't own it.
Yeah. That's right. I don't know, it's Avodah Zarah. I wanted to just, today's Daf Mem Dalud and the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel on the base, three lines from the bottom, just quickly mention what I was saying yesterday, about the Gemara. We'll start with this point, really. The Gemara says that a cotton technically can be Mevatel, he can nullify an Avodah Zarah, except he has a thing, he's not Yodea B'Tiv Avodah Zarah, he doesn't really know. This new halacha, Mar doesn't say anything about das, the cotton's lav bar das. Sumption to Rashi in Yivamis, Rashi says that the cotton can have das. But if you don't say without that, the Mar is a little interesting. It doesn't say regular halacha of a cotton not having das, right? And there's a new thing. It has to be idea, but too shall be the problem of Hamshel. What's this new swara? That a cotton can't be mevatel because he doesn't have knowledge of the ins and outs, the intricacies of an Avodah Zarah. What's the Svara? So I've been listening again to you, and the Svara that I think that I hear, really the underpinning of all the things that I'm hearing, is that the halacha that an Avodah Zarah becomes bottled, right? What is the pshat, right? You have, for example, let's use a good example, to be mevatel a get, right? You have a get, and the question is if you could be mevatel it, it's a sugyan hashaleach. But when we talk about a bittul of a get, what does that mean? Right? You have a get. You can't be mevatel again, right? What happens? So Tosfos says there's a lishma. A get has to have a certain payach, halacha, halais din of it being, having the ability to affect a divorce. But the get is a get. It's a bill of divorce. The question is, if it has a power to divorce. And that's where the bittul comes in. By Avodah Zarah, there's no innate koyach to an Avodah Zarah. Does it have a chalais din Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. It is. Is it served or is it not served? The answer is, if it's served, it's an Avodah Zarah. If it's not served, it's not an Avodah Zarah. It's a title or a status that we give to a certain object. If it's served, it's an Avodah Zarah. If not served, it's not an Avodah Zarah. Bittul says there's a chiddush of the chiddush HaTorah that you can do this, that you could, if it's a served idol, still a guy has the ability to take away that status. He has the ability to nullify it through Bittul, chiddush HaTorah, But what you're doing is that you're not taking away a din that was talented. You're taking away its status of it being an Avodah Zarah, and therefore the dinim that are relevant to an Avodah Zarah fall off. So it's not like a bittul of a get. It's a, you want to say it like this, it's a metzius. Does it exist as an Avodah Zarah, or does it not exist as an Avodah Zarah? That's what bittul is. We said from Reish Lakish, for example, we asked it in an interesting way. A cotton can't be mevatel, yet the shvira could be mevatel. There's no das in the shvira of it breaking, right? You can answer that question. It's not really, you don't want to lose sleep over such a question. But based on this, we're saying it makes a lot of sense. That when it comes to, like we said before, that when a Avodah Zarah breaks, that innately is a contradiction for it to be an Avodah Zarah. Because an Avodah Zarah means it's a deity. And if it can't protect itself, and it for sure can't protect other people. So Reish Lakish says, that's not a question of Yishlami Das or Das Bittul. Bittul over there, at least, is that the actual status of the Avodah Zarah itself implodes, really. Right? Because it's not an Avodah Zarah if it can't protect anyone. And therefore the dinim don't apply. Bittul works the same way. If you see the Gemara itself brings as a kasha, the Gemara brings from the halacha zuta shel yam. Right? The zuta shel yam, the bailam give up. It takes over a tsunami, takes his lost out as an object, and it goes to the middle of nowhere. The owners give up, and therefore anyone who wants it can take it. Take it or keep it, right? So that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, same thing, by this tabas that was found by Rabbi Shuv and Rabbi Brachana, he was walking in Lazar Kapper. He found this tabas. The owner should have been the Yais. It wasn't the Yais. She gave up. And therefore, we should have been able to keep it. Why does the Gemara bring Zuta Shel Yam? We have many halachas of Yish. No one says over here that we're talking about Yish Shalemi Das. The owner knew that he lost his room. So he knows that he lost it. We know there's a concept of Yish, of giving up, and you have the right to keep it. Zuta Shel Yam is another halacha, and that halacha of Yish, which says that everyone is Miyash. You can assume he for sure gave up, right? But there are cases where we know the owner lost it and he gave up if it's not his Rishus anymore. Why does the Gemara bring Zuto Shel Yam? Right? The Gemara, let's say, someone lost the kiss in the Beis HaKnesses, all those cases. The Gemara says, also this is about Metziah, where there's a Yesh Midas. Why do you have to bring Zuto Shel Yam? The Terence is, the way we're saying it, is because Zuto Shel Yam isn't Pashtos, is not the pshat that there's a das of yish that causes it to be, you're allowed to keep it, like an aveda that was miyash, that he gave up hope on. Zuto Shel Yam says, yish is what? Yish means he gives up hope, and like Rashi says, it becomes hefker. When something is in the middle of nowhere, and it's not retrievable by anyone, at that point, innately, it's something that's hefker. It's innately something that doesn't have ownership. And that's the din of yish. It's not a das din, a das of yish, that someone, maybe even subconsciously, is miyayish, gives up. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But that's not what affects the ability for you to have the right to take it because of aveda, the halach of aveda. Because thereby, zuta shel yam, it's the fact that it in and of itself is in a status of hefker. So of course it's hefker, because it's in the middle of nowhere. That's the din of Zuta Shel Yam. And the Gemara is saying that should also apply to an Avodah Zarah. An Avodah Zarah where the owner doesn't have any hope of serving it again, that innately means the Avodah Zarah lost that status. And since it lost its status, he should have been able to use it or whatever, the case by the Tabas. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Gemara says he gives up from taking it back, but he still wants it to be an Avodah Zarah. That you don't see. Yeah, that's the Gemara's teretz. So you're right. It does have a status of an Avodah Zarah. Just because it's in the middle of nowhere doesn't mean it's innately not served. It's still served. Maybe someone else will serve it. Not the owner, but someone else. Aveda's Aveda. But that's why the Gemara brings Zuto Shel Yam. So in other words, the halacha of Bittul is not like a chalais, like a chalais kedushin, where you have to have das. It's the question of whether this has a status of an Avodah Zarah or not. And then, subsequently, we'll have the halachas of it. So a cotton. Could a cotton be mevatel on Avodah Zarah? There's no halacha of das. But does a cotton have the power to
establish the status of an avodah zarah or not. But the Gemara, if the katan is not someone who's knowledgeable in the intricacies of it, his opinion is doesn't matter because he doesn't know about avodah zarah anyways. Not a question of the power of das that you need to have to make affect halachas and things like that. That doesn't have to do with avodah zarah. Is a question of whether it's a status of avodah zarah or not. So someone who has the ability to know what avodah, or he knows what avodah zarah is are all about, so he can set, he knows what he's talking about, so he can say if it has a status or not. Like Mara says, a katan who doesn't know betiv avodah zarah misham sheho, he doesn't have that knowledge, his opinion doesn't matter. Imagine if you have so. 100%, but that's it's a pasuk that the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. Yeah, a Jew knows the, yeah, that's what, the Gemara has a pasuk which says, I didn't really see the Gemara, but later on the Gemara has a special pasuk for that. You know, an example would be, let's say, you know, someone who doesn't know anything about medical, doesn't have any medical knowledge, and he has an opinion about, you know, medications or something. His opinion doesn't matter. It's not a question of whether it's a, could he give the halacha of whether it's a good cure or not. His opinion doesn't have any relevance. A cotton as well. Das has nothing to do with das. The question is, does he have the ability to establish the status of this as an avodah zarah or not? That's again, that's another pasuk that the Gemara brings, but why not, really, if you think about it? He has... The chiddush of bittul is that you can nullify its status, even if technically it's served by other people. That's the pasuk. That's what the pasuk says. But what you're doing, again, within the parameters of how bittul works, which is it's pointed out from psukim, what does it do? It's not taking away, like a get causes the kedushin to go away. That's not what it's doing. It's establishing whether this has a status of an avodah zarah or not. Why can he?
Why cannot?
Yeah. A non-believing guy. Say that again. An apostle. Is that true? Does he have to be an Eved Avodah Zarah to be mevatel? I don't know. He does have to be.
Not the same
Avodah Zarah. But he has to be Avodah Zarah.
Hold on. Hear what Hissa the Mechaber says. A Ger Toshav cannot. And then yeah. Ramos says the Yishmaelim, who the Rambam feels are not of the Avodah Zarah, Einam Yechoylim Levatel. In other words, it's only someone who's an Avodah Zarah, which is very consistent with what you're saying.
It makes sense.
Someone who's in that league
who has an opinion in the matter.
Exactly.
His opinion matters.
It's not the same.
He's an avodah zarah. He's in the ballpark of avodah zarah. So he can, his opinion matters. Today, unfortunately, people don't know anything about anything and their opinions still matter. But in order for an opinion to matter, for you to be able to establish the status of something, you have to have knowledge in that field. So I think that's, again, I don't think this is my own svara. You look for Chazon Ish, and I'm hearing different ways of expressing this, but I think that's the pshat. Okay, let's start Mishnah, then Gimel on the Beis. Look at Mishnah. Rav Yosi Yonah. What do you do with an avodah zarah that you find? What do you do with it? Rav Yosi says, Shoichik, is it Shoichik? Shoichik? Shoichik, 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 Oh, very good. You grind it up and you throw it into the wind. You let it disperse in the wind. Or you throw it in the sea, which is referring to the Yamamela. Amuloi, the Chachamim said, it does not work for you to disperse it in the wind and grind it up and disperse it in the wind because then it can become fertilizer. And that's a problem. It says that you're not allowed to have any connection or any benefit from avodah zarah. So yes, it's dispersed, it's completely crushed up, but you might end up using it as fertilizer for your front lawn, and that's being nene from it. You're going to be nene from it, so therefore it does not work. So what do you do according to the Chachamim?
The only Eitzel would be to throw it into the Yamamela. That's what the pshat is. Sreifa would not work. Burning would not work because Kohan Nisrofin Afron Mutun. Is Avodah Zarah one of the Nisrofin? Absolutely not. There's no din Sreifa on Avodah Zarah. Maybe an Asherah would be different. But regular Avodah Zarah, there's no din Sreifa. So the ashes would also be Asher. So you can't make it into ash. What do? The only thing you're able to do is throw it into the Yam HaMelech where no one goes. The only din of getting rid of the Avodah Zarah is so that no one stumbles on an Isra of being then from Avodah Zarah. It's not a din. Don't make this mistake. Simply, it's not a chart that you have a din. Not a din. It's just that you don't want people to be nana from it. And how do you do that? So Rabbi Yossi says it's enough to disperse it in the wind, or of course put it in the animal. The Chacham say there still is a chash that you might be nichshom, and therefore throwing it in the wind is not enough. Maybe we'll get into Taisus. Taisus tell Suchamitz and the Sugis over there. But for now, that's the partial understanding. Iron Taisus. Taisus asked this kasha. And he reads a riot from the Gemara that Matzis, yes, the kasha Matzis, and metal doesn't fertilize ground. Taisus says that it can't grow itself into any vegetation, but it has the ability, don't ask me, it has the ability to help other things grow.
Because it has micronutrients. So it's got minerals that add minerals
in our vitamins. So if you look at, maybe we'll get to the top table, we'll get to the Taisus. Taisus addresses this exact question. Well, let's see. Tanya. Amalehem Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi brings a proof to what he says, that the way of destroying the Avodah Zarah, it's an effective way of destroying the Avodah Zarah by throwing it into the wind. He brings a riot from the eagle. Says the pasuk says Vestatashem Asher Asisa Mesolegel Okafti Vesreif Oisei Boish. It says I took it, I burnt it, the Oikos Oisei Tochlin Hetev, and I ground it up into a fine powder. Adasher Dakla Ofer Vashech Tafore Al Nachal Yorid Min Hahar. And then I threw it into the Nachal that's Yorid Min Hahar. I threw it into the. What does Nachal mean? Well, that's what we'll see in a second. But he threw it away, but again, it was the fire, we simply understood, the fire was Oil Ruach. He didn't put in the Yamamelach. So, you see, Rishi says, right to what I'm saying, that you could be with fire, you could be Sheikh, you could be Oil Ruach, you could grind it up, throw it in the wind, and that's a good enough way. Nachoshish, you might use it for Zevil, and someone would be Nana from it. And therefore, that's Rabbi Yossi's Raya. Amruloi, they said to him, Bisham Raya, Hari Weimer, by Yisrael, Pnei Hamayim, by Yash, Es Bnei Yisrael. It says that he threw it into the water, and he gave the Israel to drink. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's the kasha? He threw it into the mayim. In other words, he ground it up, threw it into the sea in a way where it's not going to be used as zevel. So why didn't he throw it into a regular ocean? That does make it in
a geographical problem.
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know if space is, I don't know. A good question. Yeah. Okay. That's another problem. But, yeah. So why did he put it in the Amsalem? He put it into the Mayim, Mar says, because he wanted to be when it's Gavin, the Gemara says back in the Gemara, when it's Gavin, Elo Levoikin Kisaitis. Right? The only thing he was able to do, why did he do it? Was that he had Kavona, Moshe Rabbeinu had Kavona, to check them like a Saita. So that's, of course, you know, I can finish. Levoikin El Kisaitis, and therefore there's no Raya from over there, that you could be Zarah Lurach, because he actually put it into this Kaili, to be voided to them kisaitis, and there was no problem of zeder because he took all of the ground up shavings of the ego, put it into the mayim, and he was mashke b'nei Yisrael. Yeah. So again, I don't know how this works. If it's figurative, they on some level were what's the word?
The B'nai Levi have to go kill them. They didn't know who to kill.
Unfaithful.
They didn't know who to kill.
On some level, unfaithful, because their God was, you know, was Hashem, and then they went to a different wife.
On some level, they did it. But
It's figurative, because they didn't do it, not Saita.
No,
Rashi says not like that. Rashi says, no. Look at Rashi. You know, Rashi says, some died the Hadroikin. They died the Hadroikin. They were killed like a Saita. They lost their stomachs, exploded or something like that. It was a real Misa of a Saita. Yeah, and the question is, how's that happen? We weren't one faithful to their wife. So again, that's like they weren't faithful to Hashem. It's like a, what does it say? What does it say there?
Aluva kala. Aluva kala. Shazinsa vabes kupasa.
Okay, Rabbi Yossi said, "Balik Farnemar." Another riot to his opinion. Balik Farnemar began Masla Hisiru Nigviru Asher Osusa Nifal Sosa. It says over here, who's this talking about? That he took the Avodah Zarah and he took away the queen status of began Masla Ima his mother. Masla, who's the one doing this again? Who is Asa, right? Melech Asa took away the Avodah Zarah of his mother, and took away her status of being a queen. What did he do with the Avodah Zarah? Let's read the pasuk over here. Vayodek vayisroif v'nachal kidyon. He ground it up and he burnt it and then he threw it into the Nachal Kidyon. He threw it and he didn't put it into the Yamamelech or anything, but he ground it up. And that's Rabbi Yossi's proof. His opinion again. Amaloi Misham Raya to be Amalai. Come said to him, is that a Raya? Nachal Kidron in a Magadal Smoklin. The Nachal Kidron is technically like the Yom HaMelech because it doesn't, produce, doesn't fertilize the ground, doesn't, bud any vegetation or anything.
Nothing grows there.
Nothing grows there. And therefore that's also like the Yom HaMelech. Okay? So Rashi, you'd have to learn, yeah. So the Rashi, they say, some say Nachal means it doesn't mean a body of water, it means like a path.
He says it's a wadi. Sometimes it's water, sometimes it's not water.
Oh, that's interesting.
Waterway.
I'm curious what Unkelus says over there. What does Unkelus say by the eagle? El hanachal al yored min ha'har. Because if it would be mine.
One second.
What does he say there? I'm trying to look at it up. Because the kasha is, it says that he put it in the Nachal HaYorim in a har, so he did put it in mine. So yeah, we have to know if he gave him to drink also, yeah. So
on Har Sinai,
it was a dream coming down. Right. So what it says there, that Nachal HaYorim in a har. All right, while you look it up, let's just look a little further. It says that Asa destroyed Nifal Tzasa. If that's what he did. What's Nifal Tzasa? That's the name of the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Havimachu Litzanusa. Listen to this. Look. She would, Machli is like a wonder. She would do something extremely inordinary. Litzanus as a way of, frivolous.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Okay. Just, I was testing to make sure people wouldn't get it. I'm going to be shown, Ryan, Nachal Kidron, and I'm so blind. Correctly, Gemara is the Nachal Kidron. The river of Kidron is an Amigado Tzmochin. It doesn't fertilize, but Tanya. Wouldn't it have right so? Elu ve'elu, Misarvin, Bo'amo, Vyoyitz, and Nachal Kidron. The bloods, the dam from the Azor, from the Shvayachitzan, and the dam from the Shvayachapnili, which was done with the Chatoyas Hapnimiyos, both of the dams would mingle, in the Amo, as you know, there was Amo in the base of Megdush, a little stream of water, a pipe or something, and it was a channel of water, and it would go to the Nachal Kidron, it would take all the bloods and take it to the Nachal Kidron, and the Nimkorin, the Gandon, and the Zavil, and it would be sold to the gardeners to fertilize with it, and that is okay because the money would go to the base on Mikdash. And there would be Ne'ilah. Like you can't just use that blood. Rashi says it's been drabonin. If you know there's no Ne'ilah on dam, if they didn't pay for it, it would be an Isser to benefit from because there's no Ne'ilah on dam. So what it means Ma'ilam Behen, it means Midrabonin. So again, what do we see? They would use it for fertilizer, even though it went into the Nachal Kidron. So what does this mean?
Targum doesn't say anything. He just says Nachla.
What does Yonason say? What does Tarbi Yonason say?
Same thing, Nachla.
All right. Sorry. Thanks for looking it up.
No problem.
The Kremis Mukaimis Yesh. And the Kremis Mukaimis Yesh. Yeshboy, Yesh. Yeshboy. Yesh Makam Magalit. Smoth and the Yesh Makam Shaim Magalit Makam. The, Nachal Kidron has different parts to it. Some parts are fertile, some parts aren't. And therefore, yes, when it came to the Abed Zara of Macha, that Asa ground up and he put in the Nachal Kidron, he put it in that part where it wasn't Megadot Tzmachim, but the blood of the Beis HaMikdash that came from the Yama would go into the part that is Megadot Tzmachim, and therefore that's where, why there's been the Elon and they would sell it to the gardener. Oh, my Mephal Tzosa, what does it mean? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, listen. She would do a very inordinary, extraordinary, frivolous act. What would she do? She would make a zachrus in this avodah zarah, and she would, I'm not translating any of this, okay? There's an English word that the art school uses, I am shum. I'm not sure I never heard the word for it. Use your imagination.
You're 100% right. No, not necessary. Go ahead.
No, the word there for the, she fastened a zakus.
Whatever. Let's go on.
Artificial reproduction of the male.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Amalechen Rabbi Yosi. Okay. So we got rid of that raya. Now another raya Rabbi Yosi brings. V'alei kvar nemar v'chitas nachash nachleishes asher osu moishu. We know he took the snake to heal the people, and they ended up serving it. So he took the nachash, he took the snake, and he ground it up. And you see that works. You can grind up an avodah zarah again. Omerloi, the Chachamim said, Mishon Raya.
Was that a way of being Deva?
Yeah, that's what he was doing. He was,
that's the way that avodah zarah was Deva by
Oh, oh. No, that's what
was
she.
Was it just disgusting, or was it avodah
zarah? Oh, is that the way of serving it? I don't know.
She wants to know what's so bad.
Okay. What was so bad?
That's what he's not bad.
I mean, it's
a good question.
I don't know if there's an issue.
It wasn't an avodah zarah.
It's right. She's not a good person. Sometimes there's things that are forbidden without a law, you know. I'm not sure. I don't know if you need to come on to that.
It was a method of service. That it wasn't a avodah zarah. She just used it for a secondary purpose.
That
wasn't a avodah zarah. It was a regular avodah zarah. She happened to have used
this. This wasn't the way to serve it, though.
Exactly. This was just secondary.
You hear Richard Buckler answer your question.
It was a perk.
It was a fringe benefit. Again, back to this case, right? It says that you should make a serpent, meaning Moshe took his own money, his own possessions, and he made the sorrow. And therefore, others cannot make something awesome that doesn't belong to them. I can't go and make your animal hektish, right? I can't even make your object an avodah zarah. So how did it become an avodah zarah? The answer is that it didn't become an avodah zarah. But then who did two silo avisaros? It wasn't an avodah zarah. It didn't have the status because it belonged to Moshe. Other people can't make it forbidden, and therefore he didn't even have to crush it. And even the chaza, the katol yisrael basrei amad b'chilasori. He saw that the people were being wayward, they were serving it, and therefore he crushed it out of practical reasons to make sure that they don't serve it. And therefore that's the reason, but no riot from there. It's a fitting way to get rid of an avodah zarah by being the farmer's only one. Amar lehem, v'alik v'nemar, v'yazu shom estatzabeyem, v'yiso im dovid v'anoshom. It says that, again, this is by the Plishtim. It says that they went to destroy the Plishtim, and forsook their the idols, and the David carried them, which is men. Now, what does it mean by Yisoyim? My Mashma Dahai by Yisoyim David listened to Zriyehu. We're assuming by Yisoyim means They carried it with the wind, gone with the wind, right? They put it in the wind, and it ended up being scattered. That's what it means by Yisol. And again, Rabbi Yossi is bringing a riot, his opinion, that you can destroy an Avodah Zarah by scattering it in the wind. And how do we know that that's what the Lashon of Yisol means? Kidimitargim Rabbi Yossi. Like Rabbi Yossi translates, it says, Tizrein beruach tisoim. Metargaminum, tizrinun beruach tataltalinum. Right? You scatter it and you throw it in the wind. The wind carries it away. So, you see that that's what it means. And that's again, you see how that's a good, befitting way to destroy an Avodah Zarah. Amulai, the Chacham said, Misham Raya, not approved, Ari Weiner. By Yusufu Baish, it says that they burnt it in a fire. So it's really a contradiction. It says on the one hand that they burnt it, and on the other hand it says Vayisoy. Now you could have said maybe it means that they scattered it and then they burnt it. But that can't be the pshat. And with the lois tzvi Vayisoy and Vayisoy, the pasuk doesn't put the two together. It says it burnt in Divrei HaYomim, and then in the pasuk of Malachim, it says that they, is it Malachim?
Shmuel.
Sorry, this keeps on showing up. Don't put it together. So how do you reconcile this? It must mean, Vayisoyim doesn't mean they scattered it and threw it in the wind. It means that they actually carried it. And therefore you don't have a raya that is a good enough way to get rid of the Avodah Zarah by scattering it in the wind. Right? You come off and cross and cross and cross. But the Tukim still are contradictory. There it is, like Ravuna Rami, Ravuna Yasakasha, Zira, Tziv, Vayarma David, Vayisim Kubo H. So we have this Zira, Ravuna asks this Zira. Like Kasha, it's not a difficulty. Kan Koydim Shabo Ita Hagiti, Kan La'acha Shabo Itai Hagiti. Ita Hagiti was a Philistine. He was one of the Plishtim, and he was a turncoat, right? He switched, once he saw his team was losing, he went to the other team, went to the other side. So at first he was fighting against David, and then he came to David's army. So it depends when he came. Before Ita Agiti, he burnt it, the Gemara is saying. He burnt it. Right? That's what it says. And then after Ita Agiti came, it became Mutter, and because he, Gemara is going to say, he was Mephatulit. So really Mephazer Bezaru L'Ruach is not enough. And therefore, how did David, and Strafe wouldn't be enough either, really, technically. How did David HaMelech and his Anoshel, how did they carry it? How did they carry it if, again, the fire was out of the rough is not enough? How did they do it? It was after Ite Hagiti came. What does this mean? Mark's going to explain. The Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach HaSatoris Malkom, Ma'aroishoy, it says that David HaMelech took the crown of the king of the Plishtim, from the head of the Plishtim, umishkola kikar zov, and its weight was a kikar of zov, which Artsville says is about 64 pounds. Mm-hmm. A pretty heavy, heavy crown.
Very. Where was the crown? It was on the Avodah Zarah.
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, look at Rashi. Yeah, Thoris Malcolm. B'nei Amon Koi. You're right. B'nei Amon Koi. This is Rabbi Shalahem Malcolm Shema. I'll say Malucha to consider
it. Well,
we'll see in a second more details about the crown.
You're allowed 52 pounds when you take the suitcases on the. This is 64 on the head.
Yeah.
I've traveled this.
I'm sure Custin is a thing.
Should be happy.
We see the Gemara's asking a question, how he put it on his head. Well, all right. Well, at this point, we're just. We're bringing out Rabbuna's point. Right tomorrow. We shari. Yisuri ano. Like you said, Jonathan. It was, Rabbi Zohar. I'm Rabbi Nachman. Ita agiti bo bitlo. One second. Let's finish. Ita agiti came and was mevatalit. So again. So really, you can't be mevatalit. Over here, after Ita agiti came, he ended up being mevatalit, and that's why it became mutter. And that's how they carried it. And then the proof is, in fact, David HaMelech was able to wear the crown of the Avodah Zarah.
Do you do the Rashi at
Teres Malkin? Rashi said, Teres Malkin. It's going by the Bnei Amon. Ma'avidus Chachavim Shalahem Malcolm Shema.
Wasn't that king? It was. Yeah,
that's what we were just saying.
I'm sorry.
While you were yelling about the custom, Jonathan was saying his Divar Torah.
He was able
to go back to the
Because
he was a guy. He was a guy, yes. He was a guy. He was one of them until he switched sides. So he came to David's side and.
Like Marcy played down.
Yeah, Shmari, you with me?
Yeah,
thank you. Okay. Yeah. No, how could he put it on his head? It was too heavy. It's 64-pound crown. You have to be a He-Man for that. He didn't actually put it on his head, but because he was befitting, again, to be the king, that's what it means. He was the one who had the right to wear it, as we're going to see. This was the sorcerer's stone. This crown determined who was befitting for the Malucha. If it fit, even though it wasn't, right, it was just a crown from another Zohar. But this was the one. If it fit you, you were king. If not, you were not king. Yes. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina says, with different tariff, listen to this. On the throne of David HaMelech was a magnet. So he would sit on the throne. And the magnet in the throne would suspend the crown in the air above his head. Whoever was wearing it. David, Shlomo, I don't know.
But Shlomo made that.
No, David HaMelech's
throne.
Yeah, I don't know. David HaMelech had a throne too. I don't know if it's referring to that fancy... I don't know. But he had a throne. All right. And Lezer Oimer had been Yekor HaYisabah. The shove of Kikuzov. The Blazer says no, it wasn't the weight of Kikuzov. Mishkalah means its value. Its value is that of a Kikuzov.
64
pounds of gold. Yeah.
$1,000 an ounce.
$3,500 an ounce. Yeah. Inflationary. Depends on the market, where the market was holding it. Not sure. The tariffs. Okay. This I deserve because I kept your commandments. Michael Omar, Michael Omar, what was he saying? In the merit, as a reward for me keeping your commandments, this was for me a testimony. My Ibn, so it's referring to him wearing the crown. What is the testimony? He would leave it in the Makam HaTfilin, which we know, by the way, is Abus. We know Tfilin is an Ois. And it would be Homasa. It would conform with the shape of his head. Taisu says, when he put it on, Taisu says, look at the bottom Taisu. It says, oh, but that Mar's going to ask. Wait. Pirush, v'zen neiz godol, shesham ein reish ogol. The head is not round at that point. It's more of an oval shape. And therefore, v'hi hois ha'agul ha'mamish, and the crown was actually round.
How does he know that?
No, the crown. I'm talking about the crown.
I
said the sorcerer's stone. Not the sorcerer's stone. The stone of the sword in the stone. Sorry.
Yeah.
My dibra hebel. What?
Why would the crown be shaped like it? Maybe because it was on a knife.
That's true. I know.
Then why would it show that the guy was like a hat to shape with the bull? We only want a king with a round head. Not talking to kids.
I don't know how they know it was round. I guess, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe they wanted the shape to be, what do you call it, when it's perfectly symmetrical. They wanted a symmetrical shape.
Isn't there someone who said there was a bar running down the middle here?
What, the idol?
No, it's a crown. To connect the two. Edges of the circumference. It was a bar.
That's a Gemara somewhere.
It's
a Gemara somewhere.
Imagine crease in his head.
Yeah, yeah, that's a Gemara. Yeah, it's a Gemara somewhere. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it has. Okay, so I don't know how Tosfos knows this, but all right, but Tosfos says it was a nace because his head wasn't round. The Yosef Gulamam Shachol Pekin Hoysim Machadnosim Yishevus Barosha. It would conform with his head. It would like melt in a way or something.
Perfect.
It would form with his head, and therefore that was the Aegis. That was the Aegis because by the crown changing shape to his head, it shows that he was deserving of it, and that was the Aegis that that he was the king. Back to Gemara Shmuar and your question, Bavoya Nuchi Tfilin. It was the Makam Tfilin, but he has to wear Tfilin. Murdered it. Bomb Kasha. I'm Rab Shmuel, but Rab Yitzchok. Makam Emperor the Gemara. Very good. Makam Yesh Beroy Shiroy Laniach Boy Tfishay Tfilin. There was a place, your forehead, from the middle of the head, right, all the way to the hairline, there's a place to put two tefillin. Now, small tefillin, maybe.
Spartan. One behind the other.
One behind the other, yeah. Yeah. So the crown would rest, I don't know if it was on the front one or the back one, I'm not sure, but it would rest on only one of the makam of tefillins. And, like it sits, yeah. And that's the Gemara's answer. And then it says the Ben HaMelech, this is talking about Adonia ben Chagis, I believe, right? So he would put on the crown. Oh, this is Yoyosh, yeah. The next case is going to be Adonia ben Chagis. Sorry, yeah, got mixed up. This is by Yoyosh. Yoyosh was one of the only remaining progeny of David HaMelech. No, of the house of David. So the house of David. So he was going to put this on, right? Because they wanted to take the kingship away from the Davidic dynasty. Good, yeah, same, yeah. Davidic dynasty, right? So they wanted to take it away. Vesla Edus, Nezer du Klila against the crown, Edus, right? I'm Rabbi Yudam Rab. What's the Edus? Edus is the base David. It's called the royal Malchus. Homosoy, like we said, that was the sword in the stone. Mechusha in the royal Malchus ain't homosoy. It wouldn't fit with his head. Okay? Vadonia ben Chagis, we have another pasuk with this. Vadonia ben Chagis misnase. Lamar ni emler. It literally means he was lifted up, he was promoted, to say, I want to be the king, but he wasn't. The son of Melch was going to be the king. But Chagis, Adonia ben Chagis, we're going to try to make him the king. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rab. What does it mean? Misnase, shemisnase lahomag lahomasi. He put on the crown, and the crown did not fit. Again, that was the Aegis, that he wasn't the rightful king. Mayasa rechavu paroshim hachamishim ish rotim v'fonav, we know this tomorrow. It says, Adonai ben Chagis, he started forming an army, and it had chariots and paroshim, what was paroshim?
Horsemen.
And 50 men running. My rule beside wasn't mean men that are running. Everyone can run. What does that mean? We give men that were running. Tana kulam the tule tochel the chakuke kapoi soraglayim hoyu. They didn't have their spleens because the spleen either weighed you down or it would require energy to the blood flow. So it would take away some of their vitality, and therefore they would take away their spleen. And they would also take out, Rashi says, the basar in their feet. They had bone on bone.
They wouldn't feel anything because they ran.
So they wouldn't feel anything when they ran. The runners in those days, they didn't have Nikes. They just took off the soles of their feet, so they wouldn't feel any.
So if this crown was like the test, they lived this test, and then was similarly by Avshalom, why don't they lift the crown? See, it's a fit.
Where was the crown by us? Maybe because I've shown him such long hair, it wouldn't fit him anyway.
Or maybe it fit.
Sounds what it says. An enlarged spleen can be a byproduct of malaria, and they knew how to take out spleens, and when they did, it actually improved the running because the enlarged spleen impaired the running. And he speculates that they did orthopedic surgery on flat feet, on fallen arches, and that's why they could run faster. So he's trying to put it in some.
Yeah.
I can't disagree or agree with that.
Art says they took drugs to get rid of their spleen, so the performance of blood is good.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say that. Yes. Rashi, I think, says that. No, Rashi says it somewhere, but yeah, that was the, that was their, they took the drugs. That was their drug. Steroids, that was the, what are the PS, performance enhancing drugs, yeah. They didn't take the Olympic test. Very good. They do the
steroids.
So, Prukles ben, okay, right. So, Prukles ben Pluspus, Esram Gamliel Ba'akli. Prukles ben Pluspus, Rashi says, you know, the Kechavim Hoya, he was a heretical non-Jew. Some argue the Min Goy. Some say he was a he was an apostate. Right? He was someone who was a Jew, unfortunately. Then
why would the Mishnah record him? That's what I don't understand. I never understood this Gemara. Why record him for posterity? The guy's a creep.
You say you could just say the halacha.
Yeah, just say a Min Shal Min. Why did it tell you who he is?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But Nelson wants to say it was Litzanus of the Vizar. Okay. Shaw book has been plus plus this from the Leo Ba'akud. He was asking the question, Shaw Yerushan's Bemathlet, no less. He was Erev Shabbos. He was Erev Shabbos. He was in the Mikvah. And this is this guy, he comes over to him and asks him a question.
Who is the Bemathlet?
He was in the Bemathlet with the Aphrodite idol that was overseeing. And Rashi says it was in the chutzner of it. Obviously, you can't go into the base of the Zara of Aphrodite. It was in the chutzner, it was in the courtyard that Aphrodite looked over. So, this is the story.
He is Aphroditus. Ask Jonathan if that's Aphroditus.
Is that Aphroditus, Jonathan?
Aphrodite. Yes.
Yes. I thought it was Venus.
Venus is the Roman version of Aphrodite, the Greek.
Fascinating. Okay.
Venus de Milo, you know, was her handmaid. That was a very popular goddess of fertility and beauty.
Venus.
And the question here is, was it just decorative or did they worship it?
Well, we'll see that in a second. What
was the relationship between the Americans and the Stash?
Yeah, that's what we'll see in a second. But that's men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Yeah, very good, very good. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
All the planets are named after Roman gods.
That's my tushka. You hear my tushka? You hear my tushka?
Yeah,
good tushka, yeah.
Except for Pluto, named after the
storm. Okay, fine. So anyway, so you got it. Basically, the answer is yes, but in the Roman version of it, it's Venus. Okay, good. Got our facts straight here. Thank you, Jonathan. Amarle, so what did he say to him? Suvitaras. You have no connection to the Zohar. What are you doing over here? What are you doing in the bathhouse of Aphrodite? Yeah. Amarle, he said back to him, he said, sorry, I can't discuss Dibrei Torah in the washroom, or the bathhouse, and therefore, we're going to take this outside. Because she asked him when he went outside, Amalai said to him, he said, firstly, this bathhouse was here before the Aphrodite did. No. Now, I'm going to come into the vicinity of this Amalai Zara. It came first. It came second. It came second, and therefore, what right does it have, Dr. Ritva, to take away the Rambam? You want to stop and put your Avodah Zarah in the middle of it, take away all the ability? There's no right for that. You have no right. So that's one. The way Rashi knows, at least. There's three answers here. Ain oim b'nasa mechatz noy la'afuditi, oim b'nasa afuditi noy la'mechatz. Answer number two is that the merchatz is not there to serve the idol and to become a beautification of it. The opposite. Quite the contrary. The Avodah Zarah is there as a way of beautifying the Merchatz. Imagine going into a bathhouse without ornaments. It wouldn't be the same experience. So therefore, it's, again, not for the Avodah Zarah. So it doesn't have the Isra of the Avodah Zarah. Let's just finish the Merchatz. Third reason. Let's say someone, this is a Rabbi Gamliel, answering Prukos. Let's say someone would give you a tremendous sum of money.
You wouldn't walk in there naked and a Valkyrie and urinate in front of it, of course. Right? And yet, what happens to this Aphrodite? It's standing right on top of the trough. I think they translated the pipe thing. Whatever the water that was flowing through there. It was the public urinal. Right? So that's what they would do. So it wasn't necessarily a beautification that way. Well, in the chatzur. The chatzur was right before it. If it's an avodah zara, if they do it in a way where it's servitude, then that's also. But obviously, they're not serving this avodah zara if they're just urinating in front of it. I Balpar, the Gemara is going to ask that question.
That's the way it is.
The first heifer, he bought the food.
I don't understand. So what?
Bad
was there first. So what?
Do you need this common sense?
You can make stuff with
it. The shaila is if you could sell this to other things. The Ivitz, the Benes and Ivishitz, says, let's say, you're not allowed to plant trees in the Beis HaKnesses. It's like an Asherah, it's a Chikas HaGoyim, whatever. But let's say the tree was there first, and you want to build the Beis HaKnesses around it. It's okay, he says.
Many shuls that don't put trees around the
shul.
Right.
They tell us also if there's a shvil, if there's a path through the Beis HaKnesses, we know you're not allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut. But let's say that the path was there before. The Beis HaKnesses doesn't have lav kol kamine to take away the path. I was wondering if you should sell this suit to someone who has a 25-minute Shmona Esrei behind you. Yeah?
Especially
the guy in the back. Has no rights for you to ask her. I think the partial shot. But let's say the guy behind you is 25 minutes, and we know this is not necessarily a hefsek and halacha. Ken Zion that goes into this gather of babitzu. Again, don't take this as a halacha the ma'isla, but maybe. As I'm sure we know. Yeah. Right thing is like that. The Heiki Avidoth. Oh, the Gemara asks, how did Rabbi Gamliel say this halacha of a meshivin b'berachos? You're right. He was saying, you're not allowed to say divrei Torah. But that is divrei Torah. A meshivin ala merchos. That's divrei Torah. How can you do it? Anywhere a person could be thinking about Torah, except in the Beis HaMerchos. Or in the Beis HaKiseh. Maybe he'll tell me what. He didn't do it in the Lashon of Torah. He said it in the secular language. He's in the English. Right? If it's Divrei Torah, you can't even say it the Lashon Chol. So how can he say, even if he said it in English, how did he say this?
He didn't paint it as a Torah.
He just came as an answer. That's a good question.
It's a halacha.
So he didn't
need it as a Torah.
I can't discuss it.
Yeah, so I can't
discuss it. But you're not thinking it'd be a Torah because you're aware of the halacha that tells you to think it'd be a Torah.
Yeah, then you need a psychologist for that OCD. Maybe I say it's not OCD.
No.
It's like, don't think of a pink elephant.
I know.
Everyone's thinking about a pink elephant. But I saw someone ask that question. You didn't mean that's terrible. So, it's a good point. But again, it is at this point, it's a halakha, so he wouldn't be able to say it. So the Tana said no. It's kishiyata amalei emeshivin b'merchot. He didn't actually say in the merchot, emeshivin b'merchot. He went out first. And then said, "Name Meshivim
the
Merchant."
So he ignored him.
He didn't ignore him. He walked out and he explained to him, "Why didn't I answer you then?" Name Meshivim the Merchant.
Why didn't he just say, "I'm supposed to be outside"?
Right. I explained outside. He needed a better
one. Yeah, because then the guy would have said, "Why?" I'm retired by Yosef Rebbe. I'm Rabbi Ishiya. Shuva Gnuva Yeshiva and Lil Isa Hegmoy. So Rav Chaim Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yeshia, that he didn't really answer him a correct answer the way Rashi says. He said something to him that was a bosh svara, it wasn't really an answer, but Rabbi Chama bar Yosef says, Ani aimer ein gnuva. He says, I said that it really was a legitimate answer. What does this mean? Ma gnuv say? What was the reason to say that this answer wasn't a real answer? The Kamaloi, what did he say? Answer number one. Who I met this al piyadir, b'cholod imashim b'ponel. He said to him, I'm Gamliel, everyone here is urinating in front of this avodah zarah. So it can't be that it's an avodah zarah if that's what they're doing. In fact, David, b'chimashim b'ponel my avi. This was the gnuv say. This was the reason why it wasn't a legitimate answer. Because who cares if they urinate in front of this? We know that with the pa'ar, they would defecate in front of it. That was the way of serving it. And it's not bottled. So you see that that's the way of serving an avodah zarah. And then Rabbi Yosef said, no. It really was a legitimate answer. Because it depends. What's the minhag avodah over here? If the avodah is to do it this way, then that's avodah zarah. If it's not, in front of Venus, it's not the way of doing that avodah zarah, and therefore it's a bizarre, and that's why Gamliel's answer was legitimate. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, gnuvsa mehalka. Abaya said that the gnuvsa was from...
What did that parrot's noise? If they were mashed in the funnel,
they
were, that's
a bittle,
or the
noise.
Why would that
matter
you to use the
merchants?
So
is it a bittle?
It's a nice thickness.
Yeah. Well,
is the raya pointed at
the
door? It's not the statue. No,
I hear that.
I don't say sargid. It was the merchant shop. It wasn't. It's a sargid. The same, even though.
I'm saying the Mishnah brings a pasuk, right? The Mishnah says that Shinoig Mishum Eloya. It sounds like it's the Bittul Dikadin. It is. Venus is an avodah zarah, but if they're noig like this, I don't know. Is it a Bittul halacha? I don't know. Maybe it's even more than that. It loses its status as being an Eloya. Yeah. It represents maybe, but this one. Yeah, I would say it's more out there. I don't think it's bit on these
ones.
Yeah, very good. Oh, Amar Abaye, Gnuvso mehacha the Karmale. What was the Gnuvso? This is what it was. And he said to him, I knew it was the Bigbula, the Ibab Bigbuli. I was here first. The Chibab Bigbula, my Abi. But now, the Vedas of Chavim Sheshu Mechat, let's say the Avoid Zoro came first. But now, I'm going to the Mishnah, the Vedas of Chavim Sheshu Mechat, Oigino, and then the Mehan Shoi Bitaibu. Let's say there's a chavim, there's a merchant in front of it, or a garden. You're allowed to be nene from that area, as long as you don't give gratitude to the avodah zarah. They nene mehen b'tov. You're not allowed to benefit from it with gratitude. Okay, so that's what Abaye's counting. He says that was why Neil's answer wasn't legitimate, because let's say the avodah zarah didn't come first. You're still allowed to use it. Because he did it shlei b'tov.
Why did he?
So yeah, it's very good, very good. So this is Tyson's Kash and Rashi. Rashi learns that Gnuva means he gave it teretz, it's not legitimate. Tyson says this is the most legitimate answer you can give out the Rabbah. So Tyson has a different way of explaining Gnuva. Look at Tyson's Tshuva Gnuva. Here's the conscious the Hey Bukas. Be you in the fire staff with the Rabbi the Rabbi Bulla Shahim Shah, you will hide in Bulla Yasu. Here. You see Tyson's? Right? It was a subterfuge kind of answer. It was like something with a hidden meaning, with a chutzpah, something along this. All right, see Tyson. Good question. Good train. Okay, so any armor in a gnuba. Rabbi says, no, it was a legitimate answer. Because when Gamliel, a prominent person, would go and wash in the mathlets of Venus, it would be essentially people would see, oh, look at this chashav avodah zarah. You have a prominent a nasi, a Klal Yisrael coming to the mathlets.
Just by him using it,
people would be minded. It would represent the way
an endorsement.
Very good, an endorsement. Very good. He says a different thing, a different way of saying why it wasn't legitimate. The Gomar, he said, loizu amedes alavir. This was the gnuva, that it wasn't a legitimate answer, because who cares if they urinate in front of it? But now, Hishli Mufanel. Let's say he spits in front of the Avodah Zarah. He's Mashim Mufanel. Gira. Mazark Bless. I'm Soya. Or he, what's Gira? He rashes Gira the tit of the Soya. He drags it around and dirty things. Mazark Bless. I'm Soya. Or he throws Soya at it. I raise you eight at the table. It's not bottle, because then again, it's a way of serving it. So that was the reason why the Leal's terrors that they were mashed in the funnel, why that wasn't a way of saying it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Bani Omer, who's talking here, Rav Shimon Bar Chiya says, and it ain't a gluva. No, Rav Shimon Bar Chiya. I thought each one was, maybe each explained from Chama Bar Yosef. Okay, Bani Omer ate a gluva. It is a legitimate explanation. Because Hassan would be shy to who Rasa Chalei. No, when a guy spits in front of the czar, they're having a little bit of a spat. Bad day. It was a bad day. The czar didn't fulfill his wishes.
What?
They'll make up later, but hugging your fire slow.
What is the dog on? The bite is hard.
And he'll take him out to eat. So that it's in the moment. It doesn't really ruin the relationship. So therefore, it's not buckle. It doesn't ruin the relationship. That day they had a little bit of a spat. It was it's not a one time deal. Every day there'd be mashed in the funnel. So that's what makes it a bizoyim and takes away. Here, by the way, you see maybe it's a two shell to bittel. The Gemara is making the comparison to bittel here. Rabbi Ba'ula Omar was another answer. Rabbi Ba'ula said, this is what made it illegitimate. The Karmelay ain't Omer Nasa Merchitz Goit, no la Fuditi. El Nasa Fuditi, no la Merchitz. Because what Rabbi will say, he said the Merchitz is not there as a way of beautifying the Avodah Zarah. It's the other way around. The Fuditi is another Merchitz. And therefore, it doesn't have that problem of being for Avodah Zarah. Who's talking? Rabbi Ula said, let's say the mechatz was built for this statue, to make it, the statue more beautiful by having a mechatz in front of it. My hobby. But Tanya, Linden and Bryce, someone says, Bayezel, or he designates this house for another zone. Or he says, Koizet, it's a beautiful goblet. You can't just make avodas zechavim by being makdish. You have to serve it or actually use it, right? So that's what makes avodas zechavim. Some consecrating it to avodas zechavim doesn't work. So here too, let's say the merchatz was built for the avodas zechavim, but it can't be consecrated for it, right? So if it's not consecrated for it, even if it's annoying, if it's a beautification of it, doesn't make it that the merchatz becomes a hekdesh of its kachavim. And therefore, that teretz of Gamliel, again, wouldn't call it illegitimate. He didn't have to say it like that, the way he plays the song. Probably Rashi again. And the Omer, but I say, ain't a gluva. And he, it's really mitzra. He says, maybe an echanami. It doesn't have the isra hanog. It doesn't have the isra hanog of the zara. But still, my mea equal. It's still, if it was built as a way of beautifying God, it's still a beautification of it, and therefore it should be usher to use. It's not. It doesn't have the halacha of an avodah zarah, which is usher b'hanoah, but it would still have a halacha or have the status of being annoyed by avodah zarah, and therefore that's why Rabbi Leo's teretz that's why Rabbi Leo had to say that the merchatz wasn't l'mon. That's why Rabbi Leo had to say it wasn't l'mon, because then even though it wouldn't have the din, ain't hekdesh l'avodah zarah covenant. But it still would be a problem of using it because it represents a knife for the czar. Therefore, Ramiel said, no, the other czar is a knife for the merchatz and not the other way around.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.